evening. I call to order the meeting of the Board of Trustees. Ms. Joyner, please call the roll.
Chair Session.
Present.
Dr. Rudd.
Present.
Present.
Mr. Grossinger. Mr. Akins.
Present.
Dr. Barazone.
Here.
Mr. Kroom.
Here.
Mr. Dannenberg.
Present.
Dr. Oyedele.
Present.
Mr. Grayson.
Present.
Dr. Jackson.
Present.
Mr. Lopez.
Here.
Mr. Terralongi.
Present.
Mr. Kokoza.
Here.
And Ms. Lehtinen.
Here.
And Dr. Eddington.
Here.
Thank you. At this time, I will entertain a motion to add the governance matter considered in the Committee of the Whole to the agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Kokoza.
Second.
Been seconded by Dr. Rudd. Any discussion? There being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. I now call for a motion to approve the minutes of the March 10th, 2026 meeting. Understand there was one correction, Mr. Beasley?
Yes, I
get you the microphone.
I don't have a microphone, but I do believe I was present for the March 10th meeting, as I believe also Amy was present for the March 10th meeting.
As was I, Mr. Chairman.
But neither of us are.
Is that noted?
Yes.
Okay, it's been noted. The correction will be made to the minutes. So, I now will ask for a motion to adopt the minutes as amended.
A motion.
Is that Ms. Dannenberg
or Kroom?
Oh, Ms. Kroom. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by Mr. Kokoza. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? There being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving right along. Now we'll proceed with the nominations for the officers. We'll have a nomination according to DCMR. The chair has to be nominated first.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move and place the nomination of Warner Session as the Chair of the Board of Trustees for the University of the District of Columbia for the period of April 15, 26 through May 14, 27. I'm sorry. May 15, 2026 through May 14, 2027.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded by Dr. Jackson. Any discussion? Yes, I must ask. Thank you. Are there any other nominations for chair? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you all for your work. Thank you.
Do we get a speech?
As has been our practice, I nominate the vice chair, chair as our secretary, the vice chair, Carol Brad, treasurer, Kim Grossinger, and secretary of bodies. Yes, Dr. Jackson.
I'd move. I'd also like to run for secretary. I nominate myself.
Dr. Jackson is clearing your nomination for secretary. So, can we do it one by one? Are there any other nominations for any of the other offices, namely vice chair and treasurer? Okay, there being none, we can take vice chair and treasurer together. All in favor of vice chair Carolyn Rye. Treasurer King Grossinger.
I have a point of inquiry.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Do we know if he will accept? How does that actually work when they're not here to accept? Did he send in anything?
He did not send in anything. I did talk to him and he accepted, but he's not
Yeah. It was interesting.
Oh, okay.
They nominated you as president.
Yes. So once again, I'm Carolyn Rudd, vice chair, and Ken Russell, your treasurer. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Congratulations to Carolyn Rudd and Ken Russell. Now we have a nomination for secretary. We have Dr. Tracy, and we have Lamont Akins. Do we do it one by one?
You have to ask all in favor for this nomination.
Okay.
Is there any discussion?
Could someone report what the duties of the secretary are?
It is laid out in the DCMR. We don't have it in front of us.
I have a copy.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is it true, or is it true, that holding an officer's position puts you on the executive team?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Do you have a Dr. Jackson?
I sure do. Yeah, we can pass it down.
Good. You use your microphone. You can read it.
So it's coming from the DCMR 103.9. The secretary may affix, and this is the duties of the officers of the board, the secretary may affix the corporate seal of the Board of Trustees, and at the request of the chairperson, may sign official board correspondence and attest to the official acts of the board. And they're also a member of the executive committee.
Thank you. Lamont Akins is nominated secretary. Yes, Dr. Jackson.
But can we also just give our fellow board members a reason why we may want to?
Yes, that's fair. Absolutely.
So.
Use your microphone.
No, I didn't know who was going to go first.
You can go first.
I would greatly appreciate your vote in this particular office. I take great interest in the minutes. I have read them, made corrections, looked at them, realized that even on the our official website, they need to have some maintenance, they need to be updated, the audio needs to be present, and so I've taken great interest in that. In addition to that, as being an alumni representative, there is not an alumni voice on the executive committee, and this could give an opportunity for all members of the board, including the alumni, to be represented in the executive committee. Not saying anything with my fellow board member Akins, is just that I really would prefer that you, not prefer, I really would ask for your support. And I know that he also has several other positions that he also holds, because he's also on the foundation as well. But that's the only reason.
Good evening. I removed myself from this nomination. Thank you.
So, Mr. Akins is.
Mr. Akins has removed himself, so with that, we have a vote.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Mrs. Vandenberg.
Point of inquiry, before we vote, can you or Council, I don't know who it would be, delineate the powers of the Executive Board? Committee? Excuse me, Executive
Board. The Executive Board is authorized to act on behalf of the board when the board is not meeting and the actions of the executive committee have to be ratified by the Board of Trustees.
Who are the members of the executive committee?
The four officers. The chair, the vice chair, the treasurer, the secretary.
I don't know if it's appropriate.
You can use your microphone.
I would like to ask whether you could go into the executive session with the candidates before this vote.
I'd like to speak. I don't think there's no need. I remove myself from the nomination.
But anyway, that's not about our reason to cross the executive session.
Okay.
So we have Dr. Jackson's name in nomination for secretary. So it's time to call a vote. All in favor?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Truly sorry, but I was.
Use your microphone.
It's very troubling to me, this process, and so I feel the need to ask. These were candidates that you nominated for some of the on your committee, your colleagues, and to exercise those responsibilities. And while I admire and support the hopes for self-nomination, I do think that the right of the board chair to nominate other officers should be heeded and attention should be paid to it. So I propose that no secretary be elected at this point until the subsequent meeting, and you have a chance to regroup and think about what you would like to do, unless you're comfortable with the way it's hard. I'm very sorry to say
chair is allowed to nominate candidates for this. It's the board's prerogative to determine if it sits in the seat. So I would say, you know, from my perspective, if we could also, I'm not suggesting that we do this, but I'm saying we could also call a roll call if there's a need to do so, if we decide that we don't want to do just shared voting in that regard. So, but I don't have any concern with it. I'm just trying to ask and confirm it. It's the board's prerogative to select our officers.
So there was a motion on the floor to vote for Trustee Jackson.
It was not completed.
It was moved and seconded.
I interrupted the process.
DCMR does. You all have done seconds, but the DCMR does not require a second.
Which is it?
I'm sorry. I said, as a matter of practice, you all have been seconding. I don't always interrupt the flow of the meeting if it does no harm, but the DCMR does not require a second or a nomination.
So we have a motion for nominations of Dr. Tracy Jackson, the Secretary of the Board. We're going to move forward with the vote. All in favor?
Ask
for a roll call. Joy.
Chair Session.
Aye.
Dr. Red.
No.
Mr. Grissom. Mr. Akins.
No.
Dr. Barazone.
No.
Mr. Krum.
Aye.
Mr. Dannenberg.
Aye.
Dr. Oyedele.
Aye.
Mr. Grayson.
Use your microphone.
Breath.
Abstain. Okay, thank you. Dr. Jackson?
Aye.
Mr. Lopez?
No.
Mr. Chair Long?
Aye.
Mr. Kokoza?
Aye.
Ms. Lantanen?
Abstain.
So the count is 7 in favor, 8, 4 against, 3 abstentions. So the motion carries. Congratulations, Dr. Jackson. Now we have to a motion for the governor's matter that's been added to the agenda. We did it in the committee of the whole. This is the full board.
I move to authorize the general counsel to seek to resolve the governor's matter.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it, and so the motion carries. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn the.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there any unfinished business? Is there any new business? Let me just say that we'll punt this to the May 6th meeting, but Kieran and I were at the AGB conference, and he has some great ideas that we'd like to put forward. We have to go through a committee process first. I'll talk to you about that. But his time is winding down, and we want to entertain his thoughts on this. Yes, Dr. Jackson.
He actually did go through and discussed it with the alumni committee.
Okay, we can take it from the May 6th meeting. Thank you.
It has to go to the board committee.
The board committee.
So for the task force, even like the student task force, it has to go through a board committee?
Any action item has to go through a standing committee.
A standing committee.
Okay. So that will be the process. And perhaps we can even add it to the... So with that, I will now ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Been moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are now officially.